All right, patient's name is Linda Griffin, 102146, 1129, radius, MCCC, met with POA, HPI. Patient is a 78-year-old female in memory care with a history of DM2. The past two quarterly A1Cs reflected poor control with an A1C of 11.1 and then in August A1C of 11.7, period. There were adjustments in patients, DM2 medications. She had been started on Ozempic, but there was a few months where it had not been given, period. And there's been recent adjustments in her Lantus as well. And I'm assuming her care in the midst of all of this, period. Her co-POA, Lynette Isbell, who is her SIL, came to the facility to meet with me. I've talked with her by phone, and we reviewed some things, her A1Cs, and then her medications as they are going forward, period. And she was pleased with the fact that something is being done, and she's on medications that the co-POA is familiar with, period. Over the summer, she was on metformin and had a lot of diarrhea, and that went on for a few months before it was finally stopped, period. And the other issue is advanced care planning. Patient has an advanced directive indicating no heroic measures, and the discussion of honoring those wishes via DNR was discussed, period. Patient's vital signs are 118 over 63, 76, 97.2, 17, and 121 pounds. General, petite but alert female seen in MC. She was cooperative and able to voice her needs, period. Diagnoses, DM2, advanced dementia, HTN, osteoarthritis with chronic pain, glaucoma, medications unchanged from most recent note. Going forward, diabetic medication is Lantus, 30 units QAM, or I'm sorry, Lantus 45 units QAM, glipizide 5 milligrams PO, Q lunch and dinner, and Onglyza 5 milligrams to be given QPM, and when it is out to DC order, and then we'll begin glipizide TID AC, period. And then Ozempic, 0.5 milligrams Q week ordered, period. Okay, so AMP number one, DM2, medications as above, and reviewed with co-POA, who is in agreement with those orders. And then number two, advanced care planning. Patient has an advanced directive, which is very clear that no heroic measures be taken in the event of cardiopulmonary failure, so DNR is written to uphold her expressed wishes, period. 99350, direct co-POA contact, 15 minutes, and advanced care planning, 83.17.